Hello everyone, welcome to Mantra Care, a platform where we care. So I hope you all are doing fine. Today, I'm Jinti going to talk about the PCOS. PCOS is one of the most common hormonal endocrine disorder. Almost 8 to 20% of women suffer from PCOS. Yes, it is a new gynecological epidemic. PCOS is thought to have a genetic component. People who have a mother or sister with PCOS are more likely to develop PCOS than someone whose relatives do not have the condition. This family link is the main risk factor. So, I'm starting a series on PCOS since PCOS is not a topic to be covered in only one discussion. So, PCO or PCOD or PCOS, all are basically the same thing. When the disease is just limited to ovaries, we call it as PCO. But when it starts shows its effect on other parts of the body, such as high blood sugar, hypertension, obesity, and so on, then we call it as PCOS. That is polycystic ovary syndrome. 50% of women with PCOD patients goes for diagnosis without knowing that they have PCOD. PCOD is linked to the development of other medical conditions such as insulin resistance, type 2 diabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart disease, and many more. 2 to 4% of PCOD patients also have a risk of endometrial cancer. It is a type of cancer that begins in uterus. So, these are the main statistics of PCOS, and you really need to understand and treat the disease well. So now let's talk about the symptoms. Many of you already has an idea about them. So number one symptom is that periods could be delayed. The periods could be irregular. In some cases, the periods could be early and even day can be so long. The second symptom of PCOD, that is the woman is either gaining weight. Either she finds it very difficult to lose weight, then this woman shows signs of male feature at times. This is due to accelerated growth of androgens in them. Characteristics like excessive hair growth on the face, changes in walking, eating habits, changes in the voice of the patient are observed in various cases of PCOD today. Some women comes to us simply because they have not been able to conceive. So, infertility is also a very common symptom in PCOS. Serious sleep problems such as not able to sleep at night, they suddenly wake up in the night and then when they get up in the morning, they don't feel refreshed. They have daytime sleepiness, a lot of mood swings, anxiety, depression, and so host of problems can be developed due to PCOS. So now I will talk about how can we diagnose the PCOS. So globally we have a criteria known as Rotterdam criteria by which we define that the woman has PCOS. Basically it has three components. So the number one component is any sign of irregular ovulation, which means it may have delayed periods, irregular periods, etc. Number two component is that they could be having male pattern hormone excess in the body. The third component is ultrasound is showing evidence of PCOS. So in ultrasound, if the radiologist says that the volume of the ovary shows more than 10 ml and more than 20 follicle in each ovary, then yes, it is a sign to diagnose the PCOS. So now let's talk about what causes PCOS. So some people say that there could be genetic component. Yes, definitely. In case one woman in the family has a diabetic or pre-diabetic or says obese, then probably other women in the family have a risk of PCOS. Secondly, for a faulty or a poor lifestyle can lead to PCOS, such as sedentary lifestyle, wrong diet, stress, lack of good sleep. Now, the basic culprit in all these things is insulin resistance. So, insulin is a hormone created by pancreas in our body, and the purpose of insulin to pick up the glucose from the blood and to use for the energy in the various parts of the body. In this PCOS patient, somehow insulin not get able to do its job. That means the cells are not able to pick the glucose from the blood, and the body produces more and more insulin. That leads to high insulin level in the body that make ovary to look bulkier and produce abnormal hormones that are mostly male pattern hormones, resolve this problem in the body. Now, some latest research says that cause of PCOS is a chronic low-grade inflammation in the body. Now, inflammation is a stress response in the body. Whenever you get injured, got hurt, the body goes on an inflammation mode, basically to heal that part of the body. But here, the body is in constant chronic low-grade inflammation mode. This low-grade inflammation mode can be due to stress, lack of physical activities in the body, wrong diet, and many more things. Another important reason of PCOS is present of chemical pollutant in our daily life, such as use of plastic, use of aluminium and foils in packing food, throw room cleaner, all this can play a leading role to cause PCOS.